The Sky News Centre at 6. Manchester United has announced captain Harry Maguire will be granted a full retrial over his assault and attempted bribery charges. He avoided jail after being found guilty yesterday of a number of offences in Mykonos last week. Boris Johnson's defending rules on face coverings in English secondary schools, saying they should be worn in corridors in local lockdown areas. Elsewhere, it'll be down to head teachers like Liam Powell, whose pupils aren't being made to wear them.
Some are choosing to wear them in the classroom, and we haven't stopped them from doing that. Many of our children have got parents in the medical profession, and some have expressed a particular desire to carry on wearing the masks. We want the parents on board with us, and we've said yes, okay, if your child wants to wear a mask, that is okay.
The Welsh Government's recommending all children over the age of 11 should wear face masks at school, while Scotland and Northern Ireland have made them mandatory in communal areas. Mini is cutting around 520 jobs across three of its plants as a result of the pandemic. Around 400 positions will be axed from its site in Oxford. Nicola Sturgeon says she's consumed with sadness over the death of a Ugandan asylum seeker in Glasgow. Mercy Baguma's body was discovered next to her starving baby in a flat in Govan on Saturday. Her one-year-old son has since been released from hospital. Scottish First Minister says it never should have happened.
The UK asylum system is not just broken, it is deeply inhumane and it must be changed. This government as a whole has repeatedly raised our concerns with the Home Office about accommodation and support for asylum seekers, both before and during the pandemic.
Girls Aloud singer Nicola Roberts has shared her love and support to former bandmate Sarah Harding after she revealed she's battling breast cancer. Sarah says the disease has spread to other parts of her body and she's undergoing chemo. And in sport, Chelsea have signed England left-back Ben Chilwell from Leicester. He signed a five-year deal with the Premier League club. The deal's reportedly worth around £50 million. That's the latest. I'm Robin Montague.
This is Phoenix FM.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello everybody, I'm in the studio every Wednesday, Phoenix FM, Ella Webb, the World Wide Web. That's me, here's World Wide Web, Umbrella with Rihanna featuring Jay-Z.
When the clouds come, we go. We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather, and she flies are better. You know me, in anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back, with Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you I'll always share. Because when the sun shines, we shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be your friend. Took an oath I must get out to the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my.
Under my umbrella,
Hello everybody, I'm back in the studio once again with Phoenix 98 FM with World Wide Web. This time every Wednesday 6 till 7pm. Once again, I'm in the studio with my co-host, my dad.
Good evening everybody, lovely to be
Hello.
Here.
Hello. Yes. So.
Yes.
Yes. So, our main story this week. Its exam results are changing after students protest across the UK. So all four nations of the UK have changed how A-levels and GCSE grades are awarded this year after huge protests by students. So what actually are A-levels and GCSEs? We get told they're exams, but A-levels are qualifications that young people in the UK receive based on exams taken at the age of 17 or 18. They are needed in order to apply for university. GCSEs are taken before A-levels when students are 15 or 16. Every nation in the UK has GCSEs except for Scotland, which has a different system. So, yes. So, they're just exams, really, you have to do in year 11 and year 13.
Yeah, qualifications.
Qualifications.
It's good to have on your CV.
Yes.
Not critical. But employers would, you know, often go for the higher grade students.
Yes.
When they're looking to employ somebody.
Yes. So what happened? So students couldn't sit their A-levels or GCSE exams this year because of the coronavirus outbreak. Instead, teachers predicted the grades that they thought their students would have got if they had taken the exams. A computer calculation was used to add in the factors, such as how schools had performed in previous years. As a consequence, many students saw their marks downgraded from the results their teacher had predicted. This meant some pupils couldn't go to their chosen university or any university at all. That's quite bad, though, because they could have... they might have got... If they did take the exam, they could have got really, really, really high. But because of... the teacher might have predicted a really high grade. But because of what that school... The computer thought, okay, that school has got... Not low, but has only got, like, pass marks the last couple of years. Then we'll downgrade them all to passes and maybe a couple of higher than that.
Mm. Yeah, there's a couple of things here. It's a really difficult situation. So, firstly, everyone's assuming that the universities can still take the same number of students.
Yeah.
Which at the moment has to be a serious, serious doubt. And I think there's some universities that have already said that they can't take full capacity. So on that basis, it doesn't really... I'm not going to say it doesn't matter. That's not fair. But there's more to think about than just students' grades. There's capacity.
Yes.
The other thing is that... Teachers have come out and said that quite frequently they downgrade students during their mock exams to try and
get them to work harder.
So they don't tell them that they're downgrading them, but they say, "Oh, well, you've only got a D, whatever that is now in the new numbers. It's probably a 6 or something." So that they try and work a little bit harder and study a little bit harder. Now I know that when I did my A levels long, long, long time ago. My teacher at the time of my history, medieval history, A-level, Mr. Peter Marshall, he was amazed, just stunned that I managed to pass my A-level.
Huh?
Because I worked so hard between the mocks and my final.
What did you get in your mocks?
Oh, I don't know. Probably, yeah, if I was lucky. But then I passed. So, you know, had it been left to his judgment based on my mocks... then I would have come away with a failure. As it is, I came away with a pass.
Yes. So, how did students respond? So, students said that the system unfairly punished those from down-performing schools and advantage and disadvantaged backgrounds. In some cases, the grades were a lot lower than the results predicted by the teachers. Abby, a student from a school in England, told the BBC that she had received a U in maths despite expecting a B or a C. So that's what we were talking about, that because of what the school has got in previous years, it's downgraded it, so she was expecting, and the teacher was expecting a B or a C, but she's now got a U in maths just because of the unfair...
Yeah, so I have a huge amount of sympathy for any student that's been graded based on the school or the area. That's That's ludicrous, I've got to say.
It's unfair.
Although if she was honestly expecting a B and she got a U, then I think there's a little bit more to it than just Abby's individual case.
Maybe. But so across this country, students gathered to demand that they are given grades they deserved. So people are asking what actually changed. So by the 17th of August, the governments of England, Northern Ireland, Scotland and Wales all announced that grades would be based on the teachers' predictions. The English, Northern Ireland and Welsh governments said that it would also apply to GCSE results. The Education Secretary of England, Gavin Williamson, apologised to young people. The leader of the Labour Party said the decision was a victory for thousands of young people who have powerfully made their voices heard. But it just shows that it was an unfair way, and they have now changed it, so they do listen to the public.
They do, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, they shouldn't have to, but then again, I have sympathy with the government because these are very, very challenging times, very unprecedented times. This was used a word that's been used many, many times over the last 5 or 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, there's no template for them to refer to in any of these situations. So yeah, they didn't handle it particularly well, but they've at least ended up with the right decision.
Yes. And a little did you know fact that the three most popular A-level subjects in England this year were maths.
Really?
Then biology, then psychology.
Wow.
Well, I mean, imagine if that was just one person. Just like, what did you pick for your A-levels? I picked this. Okay, that's our did you know fact. Most of the people, one person. But
they're three challenging topics.
Quite a lot of people take psychology, though. Like a large amount of students doing their A-levels take psychology than biology. Maths is just like, okay, you take what you like. It's not my decision. But, yes. So what did you think? Did you think it was an unfair grading method?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's... Yes, it's difficult, isn't it? Yes, it has turned out to be unfair, but it's turned out to be unfair because of the way that teachers have previously downgraded mocks. Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, the government aren't to know that.
Yeah.
The government aren't to know the sneaky way that teachers try and get their students to work a bit harder.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, they probably do, but they don't want to change
it's
that.
Not official. Everyone knows now.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's the at the end of the day, we've come to the right place in the end.
Yeah.
And it's given a load of teenage students an opportunity to shout
to
and
the
scream and
and go to the universities.
Make
universities?
A fuss. Universities, yes.
The universities,
yes.
They wanted. Our next song today, or our first song apart from Rihanna today, is No Time to Die by Billie Eilish.
Stupid to love you, was I? kisses from my best return.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
No Time to Die by Billie Eilish. That was next up. What is it? What time is it on World Wide Web? Yep. Round the world time. So our first story this week is ships steer clear of Venice. So a group has campaigned against cruise ships sailing into the city of Venice in Italy. Is celebrating after two cruise ship companies said they would no longer visit the city. Other big ships said that stop off in Venice have also paused their trips until 2021. The campaigners say big ships cause pollution and damage to the city. Up to 5,000 people who work in the cruise ship industry might lose their jobs, though. So it's good for Venice, but not so good for the cruise ship industry.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they'll find somewhere else to go. And your mother and I were in Venice last year,
yep.
And it was shortly before the big ocean liner actually ran into one of the piers there. And it's staggering, really, that they can even go that close to Venice. So, yeah, it's good news, I think.
Yes.
Shall I take us to Thailand?
Yep.
And a big thank you to you for giving me this story.
You're
because
welcome.
Of the unpronounceables in it. But it's good news because there's been a rise in the number of tiger sightings in Thailand this year. In the Tung Yai Hwai Ka Kaing Forest. Pronunciation absolutely spot on, I'm sure. 79 tigers were recorded by hidden cameras, marking a 70% increase compared with 13 years ago. Rangers have been patrolling the forest to keep poachers away from the creatures. The forest is thought to hold about half of all tigers in Thailand. And researchers have said that every tiger sighting is like seeing a relative again.
Aw, that's nice. And our next one, I'm taking us to Nigeria. Ballet dancer wins scholarship in the US. An online video of an 11-year-old Nigerian boy ballet dancing in his yard has gone viral. Anthony Masunu Madu's move attracted the attention of American Ballet Theatre, a top classical ballet company. It offered him a scholarship to train with the company in the US and has arranged internet access so that he can train remotely over the summer. So it's not only girls who do ballet, boys do ballet.
Absolutely.
Yes, anyone can dance, girl or boy.
Yeah.
Yes. So that was our Around the World update news round for this week. Some interesting stories there.
Again, or always,
yes,
every week.
Always
interesting
very
stories.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Stories.
Which you won't hear on the normal news.
No.
That's why you should tune in.
That's why you should tune in.
World Wide Web.
Very informative stories. And a few, as I say in my promo, a few to make you giggle too. That's all from around the world this week. But around the world will be back next week. It's back every week, so don't worry if you love it so much.
I won't lie to you, I know he's just not right for you. And you could tell me if I'm off, but I see it on your face when you say that he's the one that you want. And you're spending all your time in this wrong situation, and anytime you want it to stop, I know I can treat you better than he can. And any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me, why are we wasting time on all your wasted crown when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat you better than he can. I'll stop time for you the second you say you'd like me to. Just wanna give you the loving that you're missing, baby. Just to wake up with you will be everything I need, and this could be so different. Tell me what you want to do. 'Cause I know I can treat you better than he can. And any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me, why are we wasting time on all your wasted crown when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat you gentlemen. Tell me, why are we wasting time on all your wasted grind when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat you better.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, I'm faithful. Scratch that, baby, I'm faithful. Gotta say it's really been a while, but now I got back that smile. I'm so faithful. Scratch that, baby, I'm faithful. Now you see me shine from a mile. Finally got back that smile. Every day. Groundhog Day, going through motions, felt so fake. Not myself, not my best. Felt like I failed the test. But every tear has been a lesson. Rejection can be God's protection. Long hard road to get that redemption, but no shortcuts to a blessing. Yeah, I'm faithful. Scratch that, baby, I'm faithful. Gotta say it's really been a while, but now I got back that smile. See me shine from a mile. Finally got back that smile. I'm 2.0, remodeled. Used to be dull, now I sparkle. Had a piece of humble pie. That eagle trick saved my life. Now I got a smile like Lionel Richie. Big and bright, need shades just to see me. Trying to stay alive just like I'm the Fiji's. I'm on the least masterpiece. Yeah, I'm faithful. Scratch that, baby, I'm faithful. Gotta say it's really been a while, but now I got back that smile. I'm so faithful. Scratch that, baby, I'm faithful. Now you see me shine from a
Treat You Better by Shawn Mendes and Smile by Katy Perry here on Phoenix 98 FM. Next up on World Wide Web, we have this week's food talk. This week's food talk is the eco tip of the week, which is pack a plastic-free lunch.
Very timely.
Yes, very timely, because we're having to go, we're going back to school. Children my age and younger are going, and older are going back to school. And it's, most children are probably going to have packed lunches, or parents are going to send them in with packed lunches because of the virus. And with lunch trays, you just clean the food off and then put them away. Yes, they are then cleaned, but they're still being touched, and you don't know who has touched them. So, and you're having to stand in a line, so the people are probably going to be being sent in with lunch boxes and packed lunch instead of eating hot dinners.
Yeah.
So whether you're taking it to school or heading out for a picnic, your packed lunches contain a lot of plastic in the form of cling film, wrappers and straws. So why not see if you can change your habits and pack a plastic-free lunch? Try wrapping your sandwiches in greaseproof paper, or ask an adult to buy a reusable wrap made of beeswax.
Ooh. What? Never heard of that.
Yes. Use small empty jam jars to pack vegetable sticks and paper bags for sweet treats. Pop in a piece of fruit, banana or oranges. Already have their own natural plastic-free packaging. When it comes to the lunchbox, there's plenty of plastic-free options, but it's less wasteful to use a plastic box you already have rather than buying a new non-plastic one when you don't have to.
Yeah, that's right.
So I've never heard of the reusable beeswax wrap.
No.
Maybe we should search it up. It's another Amazon find. Find it on Amazon, and that's what we can wrap it up in.
Good old Amazon.
It clearly doesn't, like, when you wrap it up, like, make it all sticky.
Well, no.
Or make it smelly or stuff like that.
No. No.
It's probably just, like, wrapping your sandwich in paper. It's probably, like, a mix between cling film and paper. Like, it probably has that texture, and, like, the stickiness.
Somebody knows.
The person who made it knows. Yes. So, especially if you're going back to school soon, then try wrapping it in parchment paper, get some beeswax wrap, and just lots of different things. If you've got little tubs, I know they're plastic, but if you already have the little tubs which you can just wash and reuse, then put stuff in there, and try to take a proper water bottle to school which you can then reuse, not one of the plastic ones where you just have to throw it away.
Yeah.
And straws like
that. That's right.
That.
I know what your plan will be. Your plan will be, can we have a Chinese takeaway so that I can use the plastic pots to take my lunch to school? Guilty face.
But, yes. Or just order loads of Chinese's and just get the boxes. Or just buy boxes off of Amazon. Always the best place to buy stuff. But, yes. So that was our eco...
That's a nice advert for Amazon. Not that... Amazon really need any free advertising on Phoenix FM, but...
Well, it's not advertising.
Well, you did
such.
Just say always the best.
No. I said you can always get everything off of there.
Well,
so it is quite good and the best. It's not advertising. You don't know what advertising is.
That's a definite
You
plug.
Don't know what advertising is.
Okay.
So that was our eco tip of the week. Try not use plastic when packing a lunch, whether for a picnic or going back to school.
Well, plastic, hang on. Plastic's fine, but don't use disposable plastic.
Yeah, disposable plastic.
Use reusable plastic.
Yes,
take it home, wash it, not just, chuck it away or
say
whatever.
Bye-bye.
Yeah,
yes, or
reuse
something
it.
Like that. Next up on Phoenix 98 FM World Wide Web, we have Secrets by Regard X-Ray.
I don't know about you, but something in his eyes, he's keeping secrets. I don't know about you, but something in his eyes, he's keeping secrets.
What a way to drop a bombshell, baby, cause you really didn't think I'd find out. In the silence, cry, on the side where the lights out. No
By Regard X Ray here on Phoenix FM with World Wide Web. Next up on World Wide Web, we have this week's two little stories. So the first one is highly prized poo.
Pardon?
Highly prized poop.
Okay.
New research has revealed that poop by seabirds around the world could be worth more than, wow, if you get pooped on, you're lucky, more than £360 million each year. The scientists behind the studies say that the birds are like biological pumps, disposing substances that help to sustain coastal habitats. On land, their poo can be used as a natural fertilizer. Experts hope that by pointing out these benefits in terms of money, they can raise awareness for the importance of seabirds and prevent their preserve their habitats. Poop.
But it's poo.
It's still bird poo.
I mean, what are they going to do now? Say, seagulls, we need you to poo in buckets, please, so that we can collect your waste and put it to better use.
What if you get pooed on? Just like go scrape that into the bucket.
Yeah, lovely. Oh, I'll save that and I'll take that home and put it on my garden. No, it's gross.
But that's what World Wide Web is about. What? Weird, yeah. Funny stories.
That's a grim story.
But it's funny. See, you're laughing.
Yeah.
And our next one is a motorway home. Chinese authorities in a city in China tried to persuade a woman to move out of her home.
Persuade
a woman to move out of her home so they could build a motorway. She refused, so they built it around her house instead.
Okay.
The woman said the authorities offered her several options for other houses, but she wasn't happy with any of them. The motorway is now finished and thousands of cars stream past each day. The woman said, "You think this environment is poor, but I feel it's quiet, pleasant, and comfortable. You're living in
tr- triple glazing or something.
Clearly. You're living in the middle of a motorway, love. Look, for those viewers who can't see the picture, maybe search it up. Search up a motorway home in China. It's basically a motorway. You know motorways where they go, at the both motorways are right next to each other. It's basically, there's a massive hole. The motorway goes round. There's basically a massive hole in the middle of it where this woman's house is.
But Little Island.
Yeah. How does she get out, though?
Well, there's probably a bridge underneath, I imagine.
She probably climbs out the top.
I mean, wow, that's
just
remarkable,
crashed?
Really. They must have shown her that and said, look, you realise this is going to be your house.
Yeah.
You are going to have three or four lanes, in each direction going past you.
Yeah.
It's like she's in the central reservation. It's ridiculous.
They probably showed her some really nice houses as well. And she was just like, no, I want to keep my house.
Well,
I want to keep my house in the middle of a motorway. Okay, you do that then.
Good idea.
But
each to their own, but
yeah,
wow.
But okay, motorway house. Not for me, thanks. I'm fine living in a normal house on a street, not in the middle of a motorway. Thanks.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Very interesting little stories this week. Bit funny, or very funny. And
thought-provoking, maybe.
Yes. So if you get bird pooped on, it's worth a lot of money. And if the government are going to say, oh, we're going to build a motorway here, and they ask you to move out, it's probably best you move out. Don't have a motorway home like this Chinese woman does. Okay? Good. Well done.
Thanks for the informative stories.
You're very, very welcome. Well, that's what World Wide Web is all about. Informative stories, serious stories, and a few to make you giggle too and have a laugh about. It would be a bit boring, though, just having loads of not interesting stories.
I'd like to think most of our stories, if not all, are interesting.
No, serious stories.
Serious, someone serious.
No.
I mean, it's even too much about COVID. Yeah, we're all over that now.
We try not to talk about COVID on my show, unless it's like a couple of weeks ago when it was... the vaccine, like that, it was about COVID, like about the GCSE results, but only a little bit. It was mainly about like the protests for the GCSE results.
Yeah.
So we try not to talk too much about that, and we only have one serious story.
Yeah.
The around the world ones are a little bit serious, a little bit funny, and then the food talk is a little bit serious, but sometimes it's quite good. Like that one, it was the eco tip of the week.
Yeah, and then there's some stories about poo.
Yeah.
Nice. Not every week.
No, not every week. That's not what my show's about.
No.
What do you talk about on your show? Bird poo.
Lovely.
Interesting. Next song this week is either.
What is it?
Which one should I play first?
Tease.
I'm going to play this one.
I didn't ask for a free ride. To show me a real good time, I never asked for the rainfall. At least I showed up, you showed me nothing at all. It's coming down on me, harder like misery. It's coming down on me. I'm ready, rain on me. Drop, but at least I'm alive. Rain on me. Rain, rain, rain on me.
galaxy, I'm about to fly. Rain on me, tsunami,
head up to the sky.
I'll be your galaxy,
I'm about to fly.
Rain,
go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews. Check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.
I may be selfish, but I take your pain. When you get weak, I'll make you strong again. When all is lost, I will comfort you. So give me your love, I need it. Give me your heart, I'm bleeding. Give me your love, I need it. Oh yeah.
Rain on Me by Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, and Give Me Your Love by Sigala featuring John Newman and Nile Rodgers here on Phoenix FM.
I remember when people just did songs on their own. It doesn't have to be featuring somebody. Oh, old school.
Some people do. Some people still do songs on their own. But there are a lot more featuring ones. Today is the last day of, you may have taken part in it, in the Eat Out to Help.
You certainly have.
I have, several times.
Yes.
How many times have you?
Once.
When was that?
Monday.
Oh,
you
yeah?
were with me.
Yes, I've done a lot of times then. So,
and why not? You've helped out a lot.
I've helped out a lot. So you can explain it. This is my radio show. I've done all the talking.
Can I?
Yes, you can explain it.
So throughout August, the government were encouraging people to go back out and support local restaurants and pubs and whatever and local eateries. And by doing so, the government said, OK, we will subsidise your meal up to the value of £10 per person. Mm-hmm. Not drinks as well, I don't think. Certainly not alcohol. But your meal, which means that you could have a very, very nice meal for four somewhere for like half price, a fraction of the price.
Yes, which is very, very good.
It's excellent. But and it's helped to get the pubs and the restaurants back on their feet again after such a long period.
So the pubs and restaurants are still getting the full amount of money.
Yes.
But just we're paying half of it and the government are paying the other half of it.
It's only been Monday to Wednesday because I think the government recognised that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday people were going out anyway.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's helped because, I mean, we went out Monday. We're going out again tonight after the show.
After this amazing show.
And ordinarily, we wouldn't do that. So, you know, we're helping out.
But today is the last day, unfortunately.
So if you've not got any dinner plans yet, go out.
No, phone a restaurant, phone a pub, book now. But yes, so today is the last day. So if you can help out, then do try your best. But that is all from me this week. But just before I go, it's one of my friend's little sister's birthday, Cathy Mills. It's her 13th birthday today. You're an official teenager. So have a lovely day from me, Ella, me. So have an amazing 13th birthday, Cathy. So our next two songs are for you. You know, the first one is about birthdays. The second one is your favourite song, told to me by your sister, Alyssa. So that's all from me this week, but I'll leave you in the capable hands of Andy Gilson and The Orient Hour. I'll be back next week with more from the week, Junior. And remember, new week, new news on World Wide Web. World Wide Web.
Okay, got your own little singing jingle now.
World Wide Web.
And a dance to go with it. Very nice. If only the listeners could see the dance.
It's not a great dance, though. You don't really want to see it. But that's all from me. I'll be back next week. Will you be back next week?
Probably, yeah.
You're back every
You won't
week.
Let me not be back.
No, you can, but you're my co-host, so you have to be here.
Okay,
so
thanks.
If you don't want to be here, then tough, you're here.
Boom.
You can't not
I
be
I wouldn't
here.
Be anywhere else.
Painting.
Well, yeah, painting your room still, probably, yeah.
But, I mean, you're my co-host. You have to be here. You enjoy it.
I do. I love it.
It's a time to get out of the house.
Yes, and sit down.
Oh, yeah, you haven't sat down today. You've sat down in the car.
Yeah,
stop complaining.
Right, thank you for that.
Have a lovely evening. Have a lovely rest of your week. Stay safe. Goodbye.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
I'm another year older. I won't cry about you anymore. Told my friends to come over to dye my hair. It's not even the weekend, and I'm wearing that dress I can't afford. Giving life a new meaning without you there. Do some stupid things, baby, get a tattoo. That's
that's what I do. Yeah, whatever I can do to get my mind off you. That's what I do. That's what I do.
Tearing us apart.